Let me get that one. Welcome, listeners. Thank you for listening again today. And today I canceled my guest because I wasn't sure whether I was going to be on or not. And thank God for the miracle. BBS is still alive, up and kicking, and we're getting all this great information out to you all. I am so happy today. I rejoice in God for saving BBS, one of the greatest stations on the planet and one of the greatest people I have ever been so blessed to have in my life, Mr. Don Newsom. So, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to bring you some information. As the song says, we need to come together, we need to stand up, and we need to take a stand. And that's what I'm going to do today, is I'm going to bring you information today about how we the people are stepping up and making a stand, taking a stand, and taking back our lives. The first thing I want to discuss with you is some information about foreclosures. So if you have a pen and a piece of paper, go ahead and get that because I got names and numbers that you can jot down. If you are headed towards a foreclosure, this should help you tremendously. If you know anyone that is heading towards a foreclosure, please pass this information on to them. Now, here is what this is all about. A couple of days ago, I myself is heading into foreclosure. I haven't foreclosed as yet, but I'm there with the rest of you. So, a friend of mine in Miami gave me a call, and he said to me if I had read the Miami Herald, and I said, no, I don't read newspapers. He said, to check out the Miami Herald, it was a front page ad regarding a lawyer in Miami that was helping people that were having foreclosure problems. So I'm going to read this article to you, and then at the end of the article, I will be giving you all of the information so you can get in touch with this lawyer. Now, I do not know if this lawyer is taking clients from all over the United States, but I do know he is taking clients from all over the state of Florida. So if you live in Florida, this is for you. Okay, and here goes the article. Troubled borrowers sue mortgage lenders. Some South Florida homeowners have sued their mortgage lenders, alleging the institutions committed fraud in making loans that borrowers couldn't afford to pay. The article is written by Patrick Danner. Some South Florida borrowers who are in default on their home loans aren't waiting around for their lender to begin foreclosure. They have beaten their lender to the courthouse by filing lawsuits that allege the institutions committed fraud and violated federal lending laws by overstating the borrower's incomes to qualify them for loans, changing the loan terms just before closing, and failing to disclose the loan cost. These borrowers are basically sheep amongst the wolves, said Frank J. Ingracia, a Margate lawyer who last week filed about 25 lawsuits on behalf of the borrowers against various lenders in U.S. District Court in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. The suits mark the latest salvo against the subprime lending industry, which consumer advocates contend recklessly extended loans to borrowers and fed a buying frenzy that led to the real estate bust. Among the lenders' names in South Florida suits are City Residential Lending, Countrywide Home Loans, Fremont Investment and Loan, Greenpoint Mortgage, HSBC Mortgage Service, Saxon Mortgage Services, and SunTrust Mortgage. None had any comment on the suits. The Mortgage Bankers Association also didn't have a comment. At City, spokesman said it only began doing business in September, so it didn't originate any loans before then. Two suits against City are for loans made prior to 2007. Similar suits are being filed around the country, said Ira Reingold of the National Association of Consumer Advocates in Washington. The fact that this was so prevalent shows there was a complete design flaw in the lending process, Reingold said. All of these borrowers didn't make the same mistake. Legal Services of Greater Miami is taking a similar track, alleging lenders committed fraud. In defending homeowners in some foreclosure cases, said Carolina Lombardi, a senior attorney for the agency. An elderly couple living on Social Security, for example, were given a mortgage loan that carried a monthly payment that exceeded their monthly income, she said. The suits filed in Ingracia's claim the borrowers submitted W-2s and pay stubs as proof of their incomes, yet their incomes was inflated to qualify them for loans. The borrowers didn't learn that until after they ended up in default, Ingracia said. The suits also alleged that the loan terms were changed with the borrowers, not finding out until closing that the interest rate was adjustable rather than fixed. The interest rates also were higher than what they had been promised, while some loans had prepayment penalties, Ingracia said. The borrowers didn't receive the settlement paperwork detailing the loan terms and costs until the closing, rather than 24 hours or more in advance, as required by law, the suits allege. They were getting a different type of loan product than they had initially been promised during the application process, Ingracia said. They were ultimately forced to make a split-second decision when they were confronted with these issues at closing, he said. If they opt not to close, buyers risk losing their deposit on their loan commitment, Ingracia said. What would you do? Most people in that situation would commit to the deal. It's almost like a psychological coercion, he added. Ingracia declined to permit his clients to be interviewed. Efforts to reach some were unsuccessful. The suits were unspecified financial damages and to have mortgages rescinded. If the borrowers prevail, any damages awarded to them could then be used to offset what they owe the lenders. That might allow borrowers to obtain a smaller loan and remain in their property, Ingracia said. Now, here is the information for you to be able to get in touch with Mr. Ingracia. First of all, his full name is Frank, F-R-A-N-K, middle initial J, J is in joy. Ingracia is his last name. I-N-G-R-A-S-S-I-A. Now, the company that is handling this along with the team of lawyers with Mr. Ingracia as the head lawyer is called Outreach Housing. Outreach Housing. Their physical address is Atlantic Boulevard, Margate, Florida. Their phone number, 1-877-395-5363. 1-877-395-5363. Extension, 1807. Extension, 1807. Their fax number, 1-954-973-5976. Their fax number, 1-954-973-5976. And the lady that you will be speaking to there that is going to be telling you what you're going to be doing is this, and her name is Miss Patricia Blake, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, last name Blake, B-L-A-K-E. She's going to tell you that she's going to need you to get all your documentation together that is of your mortgage and fax it to her. After she receives all of your information and looks it over, she will be able to tell you. She told me within a few days to a week, so I guess it would be the same for you. Within a few days to a week, she will be getting back to you, and make sure you include the information on how she can get back to you. Give her all available numbers, email addresses, and so forth. She will let you know if your documentation is fraudulent and that they can accept you as part of this lawsuit. And it is a class action lawsuit. So you can just go ahead and do that. I promise you it will help you. I was really down and out and desperate there. I didn't know where to turn or what was going to happen. And after speaking to Ms. Blake yesterday, I feel a lot better now. And what is going to happen is this along with that. Once they accept you as a client, instead of you paying your mortgage anymore to your fraudulent mortgage company, you will be putting 2/3 of your monthly mortgage payment in escrow with the lawyers. And you will be doing that each month until this case goes to court. So you won't be paying the full amount of your mortgage anymore once you're accepted as a client under Mr. Ingracia. You will be paying 2/3 to the law firm and the outreach housing people, which have the law firm of Mr. Ingracia. You'll be sending 2/3 of your regular mortgage payment, which will go in escrow with them. Okay? So I hope that helps you. I hope that brings you a little less stress on your mind. I know it sure helped me a lot. And good luck. God bless you. And hang in there. Hold on. People are out there. They're stepping up now. They're doing something about it. I've been very, very bummed out this week. I've been very, very depressed about the situation of the world and the situation of this country, as I have people say to me, what is their country coming to? What are we going to do? And I really didn't even know what to say to them. And I don't like to say something to them to make them feel bad, but I'm not going to tell them a lie either. So I just tell people just like I feel on the day that I feel, because I come straight from my heart with everything, and I told them, I don't know. But then when I did get this information, I passed this on to give them hope. Also, there's another article that I have here that I'd like to share with you to show you how people are really finding their power, finding their strength, getting enough of all this bullshit, this insanity, and stepping up and taking back our power and taking back our lives. This is all clean, red alert bullshit. We do not deserve to be treated like this. We do not deserve to live like this. This is not life. This is not what God intended. And nobody is going to do this for us but ourselves. We need to unite. We need to come together. We need to find solutions peacefully amongst one another. We need to stand up for our rights. We need to stand up for our homes, our children, our country, our friends, our family, our animals. Doodah, and stop sitting down and feeling lost and helpless, and what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm going to stand up. I'm going to fight this. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to handle it responsibly, intelligently, and peacefully, not like these other schmokes are handling things out there with bombs and guns and war and chaos. No. That just gets more of that craziness. We don't need that no more. We don't want that anymore. We ain't going to do that anymore. We're going to handle this situation like intelligent, responsible, good citizens, resident aliens, or whatever we are in this country, respectful people, intelligently and responsibly, peacefully, and bring in a whole new country, the United States of America. Bring her back on her feet again. Let her shine. That's why we all came here. We came here because America is the greatest country in the world. Everybody loves America. Well, everybody did love America until all this crap started swinging in the air. And now what we need to do is clean America back up and show the world it's not us, the American people, because it's the American people is what makes America. That's what America is. America is the people. And we need to show the world that we are strong, we're intelligent, we're peaceful, we're helpful, we're compassionate, loving people, bright, intelligent people that aren't going to sit down on our hands and say, oh, woe is me, and do absolutely nothing about it. We're going to fight back in the right way. So, join together and please do this. Do this for yourself. Do this for your country. Do this for your children, your grandchildren, your friends, your family, whatever. Just do it. Just do it. And you will feel a lot better, too. You will feel stronger as you keep on keeping on. As long as you do things within the law legally and intelligently and responsibly, there is nothing absolutely wrong with that, but there is a big, big, huge no-no when you sit there and you do nothing. So you have to do something. There's just a very small percentage of them compared to the amount of us that's out here. And we are the ones that have been feeding them. We are the ones that have been voting them into their cushy jobs. We are the ones that have slaves for them. And now they take away from us the very last little crumbs that we have. What's wrong with that picture? Hey, man, even an old yard dog gets better treatment than that. Old barn dog, hey, man. Go out there and throw him some food, throw him some water. We're not even getting that. We need to get that. We have to get that, and we have to do something about that. We have to do something about that now because we don't have any more time, and we're the ones that's going to bring this bright new world in by our actions, our positive, peaceful, but very strong actions. Now, here's another article I'd like to share with you. Just a moment, after that rant, you know me, how I go off on my little rants, but I am very patriotic, I'm an activist, I am for truth, justice, and the real, true American apple pie way that has been slaughtered, so I need to get a little drink of water, and then I'm going to move on to the next one, okay? Thank you for letting me be human. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now here we go. This is an article, and this is about taking back the land movement. Okay, now here once again, down here in Florida where I am, this crazy town that it's become, with all the foreclosures and no work and misery every corner you turn because of these boneheads, here's what's going on. Foreclosure Nation, squatters are pioneers. News. Take Back the Land installs homeless families in foreclosed Miami-Dade County properties. Here's what the neighbors think. Myra Prosper steps gingerly over ankle-high grass strewn with plastic bags and empty soda bottles in the yard of a vacant red brick house in Miami's Liberty City. She peers through a gap in a boarded-up window. It looks in good shape, she says. I mean, the walls aren't falling down. This is definitely one of her stronger options. Prosper means that if the place checks out, she and her colleagues from Take Back the Land, a local group that advocates for affordable housing, will break in, change the locks, paint and clean, innovate a way to connect water and electricity, and then move a homeless family into the house. The criminal laws they'll violate in the process range from trespassing to breaking and entering, even burglary, if the police get ambitious, which requires the organization to keep a pro bono lawyer on standby. We call it liberating the house, says Take Back the Land's co-founder, Max Ramu, a compact Haitian-American who's earned a reputation in Miami for creative activism. In 2006, Take Back received widespread attention when it took over a vacant city lot and erected a shanty town for the homeless that thrived for 6 months. That is, until a resident's candle burned down the encampment. Ramu's latest and even more legally dubious campaign targets homes shuttered by foreclosure. In Greater Miami, there's no shortage of those. Last year, Miami-Dade County recorded 26,391 foreclosures, a nearly threefold increase from 2006, and the pace has only quickened since then. Meanwhile, public housing is in crisis. At least four people are in line for each of the 10,000 available units. And the local housing agency, spectacularly corrupted even by Miami standards, was taken over by the federal government last year. Communities nationwide have seen a deluge of properties left vacant by foreclosures. But housing advocates say they've yet to witness anything like Ramu's coordinated squatting campaign. That's the first I've heard of that kind of direct action, says Linda Couch, deputy director of the Washington, D.C.-based National Low Income Housing Coalition. It's incredibly frustrating for housing advocates knowing that there are so many vacant houses amid so many people on brink of homelessness. Ramu says Take Back campaign has two objectives. One is to actually house people. The other is to bring attention to the contradictions in housing policy. The problem is that doing one precludes the other. Drawing too much attention to Take Back efforts, he explains, would also get the attention of law enforcement. So Ramu's organization has placed only two homeless families in foreclosed homes since the campaign began in October. The first was Cassandra and Jason, a couple in their late 20s, and their two small children. They'd been living in a van before Renu moved them into a one-story stucco home in Liberty City. When I visited them in February, Cassandra, who works as a street vendor selling jewelry and incense, ushered me into the living room, furnished with two chairs, a moving truck, and a small television. A moving trunk and a small television. I was wondering how she got that truck in there. Okay. Bed sheets covered the windows, and the walls had just been painted saffron. As far as the neighbors are concerned, the current tenants, squatters, though they are a vast improvement over the cracked in the vacant house had become. One neighbor even loaned the family electricity via an extension cord until a mysterious man, sympathetic to take back's cause, turned on power at the house. I didn't ask any questions, Cassandra says. The new living situation, temporary as it might be, affords her and Jason the time to save up to rent a new apartment, she said. This just takes the stress off. According to the Miami-Dade County Housing Agency, squatters, if discovered, will be promptly removed from the premises and potentially prosecuted. So far, though, take-backs foreclosures, squatting pioneers have avoided detection. Despite the dicey legality, Ramu says there are 14 families like Cassandra's on his waiting list. We counseled them that they could be arrested if caught, he says, but things are so desperate they are willing to risk it. Now, can you just imagine this? I mean, the ones of us that still have homes, I mean, how desperate these poor people must be. Out there on the street, with their little children, with their animals, sleeping in a car if they're lucky enough to have a car to sleep in. And with the price of gas right now, my God, think about that. How are they getting around? I mean, this is where I'm talking about we got to stand up for our rights. We got to take back our country. We got to make a change. We got to make a difference. We got to do it on our own. We cannot sit down any longer and meditate and pray, even though we all should meditate and pray. I'm not saying anything about not meditating and praying. I meditate and pray. Prayers, I believe in prayers 1,000,000,000%. That's not what I'm saying, not to pray, not to meditate. I'm saying you need to do more than that. And stop being so damn apathetic. Stop being worried about what's going to happen. Because what is going to happen if you don't do something? Who's going to come and help you when things get to the point where it's so out of hand, which is almost there now, that you really can't do nothing? Nobody is going to help you but you. Nobody is coming to dinner. No, none of these people that we elected, they don't care. You see what they did with the Kucinich impeachment on a couple days ago. They threw it out. They threw it out. Over 1,000,000 signatures. They threw it out. President Clinton had a little sex. They impeached him. A little sex. My God. Hey, I was one of the very one of the people that said what a low-life dog he was to cheat on his wife. But he didn't hurt anybody. He just got a little num-num. This man has killed millions of people. And our country is in shambles and dust and ashes. And they throw out the Impeachment Act. All these people we voted in, these Democrats that said, oh, we're going to fix it. We're going to help you. It's going to be okay. Just count on us. Get us in there. We're going to clean everything up. And as soon as they got in there and they got their big cushy jobs and their fine offices and their leather chairs, they became one of the gang, one of the crew. They became just like what was voted out and worse. So, hey. There's only one man that is still in the race, if he is, that really cares about this country and has any solutions for this disaster, and that's Ron Paul. The other one that is really standing up for the people and caring about the people is Dennis Kucinich, and he's out. Senator Wexel, he's standing up for the people, and there is some other good ladies in there. I can't remember all their names right now. But they are their client to help us. But we got to start making this difference. We got to start making this change ourselves, people. We really do. I care about you. I don't have to know you to care about you. You're a human being. As long as you have a spark of life in you, I care about you. I care about the plants, and I care about the ocean and the air. I'm no martyr. I'm no Mother Teresa. I'm just a very caring, compassionate, loving human being that stands for truth, that stands for good, for what's right, for what's fair, for what's fair for us all. And that's the way it's got to be with you too. You got to step up and stand up for what's right and what's good. You got to speak up. Sign the petitions even though they go on deaf ears. Keep signing the petitions. Keep calling your senators. Keep calling the Congress. Keep calling and letting them know. Letting them know your struggle. Letting them know your dissatisfaction. And handle it in a responsible, peaceful manner. I cannot repeat that enough. Because if you don't, you're not going to get anywhere at all. Anger is not going to get you anywhere. When you're thinking with a level, clear head, you can come up with solutions so much better. The results that comes out from it is positive. This yaya doesn't work. The anger doesn't work. Yes, get upset and angry, but channel that anger into positive, a positive solution, a positive way. Here's another thing here. Here's another article for all you pet lovers out there. If you love animals like I love animals, here you go. Here's another one. Deserted pets also foreclosure victims. Stockton, California. The house was ravaged. Its floors ripped, walls busted, and lights smashed by owners who trashed their home before a bank foreclosed on it. Hidden in the wreckage was an abandoned member of the family, a malnourished, starving pit bull. The dog found by workers was too far gone to save. Another example of how pets are becoming the newest victims of the nation's mortgage crisis as homeowners leave animals behind when they can no longer afford their property. Pets are getting dumped all over, said Tracy Jennings, president of the Humane Society of Stanislaus County. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't live in California, so with all due respect, I hope I did that right. In Northern California, farmers are finding dogs dumped on their grazing grounds while house cats are showing up in wildcat colonies. In one such colony in Modesto, two obviously team cats watched alone from a distance as a group of feral cats devoured a pile of dry food Jennings offered. These are obviously abandoned cats, Jennings said. They're not afraid of people and they stay away from the feral cats because they're ostracized by them. And I know too well about this. I know too well about this. Before this all started, I had 5 kitties. I ain't going to even say how many kitties I got now that has shown up at my gate, starved, ribs sticking out, all beat up and bit up. All kinds of good breed kitty cats, beautiful kitty cats, looking up at me with those sad eyes and the meow, like, please, anything, a crumb, some water, whatever. How can I say no? Of course I don't say no. You know what I do? It's a living, breathing being. It is one of God's creations. If you honor God, you're going to honor God's creations. You're going to love everything created by God. You're going to respect it. You're going to honor it. You're going to love it, and you're going to treat it right, okay? I get out there, and I go. I pick it up. Sometimes it'll take me 2-3 weeks for me to get the kitty to trust me because it's so traumatized and so scared from being out there and getting beat up and everything. But I sit out there and I talk to it. I let it know I love it. I take it out, food and water, on the outskirts of my property until it starts coming closer and closer. And when it finally comes, I scoop it up in my arms, I hug it, I tell it how special it is, and I bring it in. And I feed it, and I care for it, and I take it to the vet if it needs to be taken care of and make sure it's okay. And that's what we gotta do. That's what we can't turn our heads anymore. We can't turn our heads on those homeless anymore and say, hey, you know, must done something wrong to be out there. Maybe they didn't do anything wrong. Maybe tomorrow you'll find out that you didn't do anything wrong either and you're gonna be out there. And the same thing goes for these poor hapless little cats and dogs. These poor little animals. What did they do besides give their owners love and devotion, guard the home and everything while the going was good, and now the owners had to go. So they just trashed them, threw them away, throw away babies. That's sad. We can't do that. We just can't do that because there's some of us out here that are taking them in and caring for them. But it's getting to be such a over an abundance that the ones of us that are doing it and doing it on our own without any help, because to go and get financial help to help these animals, what they put you through, it's like nervous breakdown city. I mean, you know, it's so much that you got to go through, and so many laws and rules and regulations and this and that and the other that just putting the paperwork together is exhausting, frustrating, mind-blowing. It's so people are doing it on their own. People are helping on their own. There's people in Miami that has as many as 200 cats. Some have 20, some have 30, some have 80, some have 70. A lady here that I met had 28 dogs in her house. So, people, we can clean this up. We can do this. We can make a change. We can make a difference. We can bring in this new world we want. But we got to do it together, and we got to do it now. We really got to do it now. I understand your stress. I'm in it with you. I understand your times of fear. I've lived it too. I understand your sadness and your confusion. Been there, done that. All that. I understand not having any money. I'm broke too. I'm broke too. But you know what? With my deep faith in God, with my deep faith and love for all, everything, I'm not gonna quit. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not going to give up on the people. I'm not going to give up on the animals. I'm not going to give up on life. And I know God's going to be on my side. And I know I'll make it through. And I know you will too. I know you will too. If there's anybody out there that is listening to me and you want to call in and talk to me. If you don't want to call in and talk to me, write in. Write into the radio station. Write in your comments. I'm coming to you from my heart. I'm coming to you because I care. I'm coming to you with love. Crazy things are happening everywhere. There's floods in the Midwest. There's earthquakes. There's all kinds of stuff going on. But we'll be okay. As long as we band together, help one another, stand up for each other, work together, figure these things out intelligently as we are. And make a plan and stick by the plan and handle it. And handle it responsibly. I don't know what else to say. The only thing that I can do is, just keep on keeping on as I'm trying to do. Yeah, I'm tired. Oh man, I am so tired. When this all started 8 years ago, you wouldn't believe me. I was a cute little girl. I was a pretty little girl. today. I'm a wrinkly old lady. This has stressed me beyond belief. This has brought me to age beyond my age. But you know what? That don't mean anything to me. When I look in the mirror, I call them my wisdom wrinkles. When I look in the mirror and I see the difference between me now and what I looked like way back in 2000, sometimes I'm sad. And other times I say, you know what? If I had to trade the way I look now to be able to get back to what I looked like in 2000 and lose all the wisdom and knowledge that I have gained over these years and all the strength, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Because now I like me. I respect me. Because I'm standing up for me. And I'm standing up for my country. And I'm standing up for God. Because when I stand up for these animals, when I stand up for you people, when I stand up for myself and the country and everything else, it's all God's creations. Therefore, I'm standing up for God. So, it's okay. It's all right. Well, Don, I don't know if you're listening or not. And I don't know if you have anything to add to this along with me. But if you're listening and you want to pick up the phone, I really need a little help here because I'm kind of like stuttering now. I don't know what other direction to go besides what I just said and what I just did. I have a show on the 28th. It's going to be a really good show. Excuse me a minute. I'm going to have some water. The show is about a group of people that has gotten together and put together an organization, and it's called Pay It Forward, and it's about people all over that are doing some incredibly wonderful things for each other, with each other, and making that big, big change. So, that'll be up on the 28th, 2 weeks from today, that show will be up. After that, I'm going to have a guest. My guest that I was supposed to have on today, you probably, if you read any of Rumor Mill News, there's a gentleman on there that writes under the name of Xavier Hermes, and his writings, as far as I'm concerned, has always been quite brilliant and has always caught my attention. I contacted him, and he is in France, and he was going to be on today, but I didn't know if we were going to have a show today or not, and I wrote him a letter, and I canceled it out with him, but he will be coming on probably sometime in July. So just keep listening to my shows. I'll have different people on that of great interest. Down in August, I'm going to have Brad Steiger on. I'm sure you know who he is. He's a great author. He's written over 180 books, and he has an incredible book out right now that's called Atlantis Rising. I would suggest if you really want to get some really, really great information regarding UFOs and Atlantis and so forth, to pick up his book. It's, like I said, it's called Atlantis Rising, and the author is Brad Steiger. And I don't know what else to say today. I probably will cut this show a little short today because I just came on really today unprepared, but I wanted to get this information out to everybody and see if I can help you in any way with these foreclosures because I know what that's like and what it's all about. But I wish you all the best. I wish you joy and I wish you peace. I wish you strength. I wish you happiness. I wish you love. Stand strong. Unite. Come together. Don't point fingers. It doesn't matter who did what to what now. All that matters now is you keep a cool head, a straight head, a clear head, and let's clean this mess up. Get it cleaned up. Get this country back on its feet again. Bring in these new changes and do it. Just do it. Just do it. I thank you for listening. Whoever's out there listening, I thank you for who you are, being you, special you. No one of us is greater or less. One is just as special as the other, and we all are here on our own special and specific purpose in this great plan, in this great tapestry of life. Bless you for listening. Have a great day. Much love. You'll hear from me again on the 28th of June. Good night. And I stand strong. And never, never, never quit.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.